the administration has botched consultations over the transition of the duties at the NTIA. We cannot allow countries to use their influence to stifle speech and commerce on the internet. This amendment will give us more time to ensure we get this right. I yield back.
The gentleman's time from Wisconsin has expired. And for what purposes, the gentleman from Pennsylvania rise.
I rise in opposition to this amendment.
Recognize 5 minutes.
The process that the gentleman seeks to intervene in with this amendment started some 16 years ago. And I like the congressional record to reflect this, that apparently if a presidential election doesn't go in the right direction, the other team's notion is to yank all of the authority away from the person who did win. Unfortunately, in our democracy, it doesn't work like that. So when they're not calling for some member of the cabinet to resign or doing something else to intervene in the president's authority, they have these theories. Well, this new theory is that Obama has concocted some strategy to turn over the internet to our enemies. This is a process that started 16 years ago, and through the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, it is a process having to do with what we might want to call the yellow pages for the internet, the domain names and how people can create their addresses on the internet. And the theory of the internet was to have no government in control. The Chamber of Commerce of the United States of America has been one of the major proponents of this. And I don't believe that anyone on the other team would suggest that somehow they have concocted this scheme with the president to have us empower the Syrians or someone with control of the internet. So it's hard for me to focus on this as a substantive matter, because the truth is so far from what has been stated, it's hard to reconcile the two things. But the point here is that one of the things that we've tried to say to the rest of the world is that the internet is not controlled by government, that it is an opportunity for people to enjoy an American ideal, which is freedom of speech, freedom of association. There were those on the other team who were happy when during the Arab Spring, people were using social media and Twitter to interact against oppressive regimes around the world. So we have this kind of selective amnesia on these issues. It seems to come into play having anything to do with the Obama administration. There's nothing I can do about it this evening. Maybe it's covered under the Affordable Care Act. But I oppose this amendment, and I oppose the knee-jerk, irresponsible actions that would suggest to countries like China and others that we want to control the internet versus we want it to be an opportunity for people to gather information, speak freely, and associate freely.